This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It was 40 years ago yesterday.
Yeah.
That Live Aid occurred.
No way.
And I'm just looking through the artist list. Remember, it was a dual continent concert. Half of the show was in Wembley Stadium in London. The other half was at JFK Field in Philadelphia. And the names on this list are ridiculous. You forget how many great acts were playing. And you only had a handful of minutes. For example, Elvis Costello played at Wembley at 2:04 in the afternoon. Nick Kershaw was on stage by 2:18. So Elvis Costello literally got less than 14 minutes on stage. But listen to some of these bands. Many aren't even around anymore. Some still are, of course. Sting, Phil Collins, and Julian Lennon performed together.
Yeah.
Howard Jones was there. These are all in London at the moment. Bryan Adams, U2, the Beach Boys, but they played in America but were broadcast into Wembley Stadium. Dire Straits, Tears for Fears, Queen, Simple Minds, David Bowie, The Who, Santana, Elton John, and Wham.
Wow.
In the United States, Tom Petty, Kenny Loggins, The Cars, Phil Collins and Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, who you just heard from a second ago, Hall & Oates, Rod Stewart, Madonna, Mick Jagger, Tina Turner, and Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
And by the way, I skipped over some. Like Sade and Status Quo and Ultravox, et cetera, et cetera.
If you're trying to get me to understand that we are getting older every single day, we're good.
No, I'm saying we're just.
I mean, we've got human skin teddy bears.
Okay, that in Dan's newscast. How did he find that number one? And gross. Number two, gross.
So I put it in the stack three times last week.
No.
Once for Scott, twice for you.
It's so gross. No.
Not that particular story, but a separate story, because why wouldn't we have more inanimate objects that have human skin on them? And again, it's not real human skin. It's fake.
Don't you remember that story about the, people wanting rights for their fake baby dolls that are painted
that was like 2 weeks ago.
To look freakishly real?
Well, while you have your human skin teddy bear and your Life Live baby doll.
Gross.
You can also get a human skin phone case.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about this. That's
and
so gross.
It is so realistic that it can even get sunburnt if you leave it out in the sun too
okay,
long.
Okay, I did see that in the stack, and it grossed me out.
Yeah.
It grossed me out.
Because whenever you get a phone call and you think to yourself, you know what I really want to feel on my palm right now is human skin.
What else do you feel on your palm?
I don't know. Not in your phone. That's so gross. Speaking of gross, I don't think we're going to make this a topic, but we have to talk about what happened in Kansas City with the funeral home that just does not stay out of the news. I don't even want to make this a topic. What's the topic going to be? We are all anti leaving grandma's remains out back, jumbled up with other people's loved ones.
A story here from Fox 4. Chains, an orange cone, and a broom block the back parking lot at Savory and Sons Funeral Home. The State Board of Embalmers and Funeral Directors shut down the troubled establishment last month. You may recall that. We told you about that. That did not stop Michael Lee from taking a look after someone called him concerned that ashes were being discarded outside. Said Lee, quote, "Just a very horrible and disgusting situation to treat someone like that. Some of them were laying inside the pile, some of them sitting straight up." He said the police and medical examiner's office would not take the remains. Lee knew that he couldn't leave them there, so he loaded up the ashes, 17 different people, into his car and then called Fox 4. He originally found 16 boxes outside, each labeled with a first and last name. After Lee left,
they were at least labeled.
He remembered seeing a plastic container outside off to one side. He went back for it. No tag, except it just read Michael Hughes, red and gold urn. Oh. One of the boxes of ashes dated back a decade. Also among the pile were two memorial jewelry boxes. Most of the remains that Lee found were people who had died last year in 2024.
Okay, so I have so many questions. Where are the family members?
Well, clearly not interested in retrieving their family members' remains.
Or, Scott, were they put off and put off and put off and, well, we're working on it? Because wasn't this the same establishment, Sam, where people were so sick and tired of being stonewalled and, you know, what is happening with my loved one's remains? Someone physically went over there.
Yes, one woman went to the building, looked through the front window, you know, one of those giant windows, kind of like we have here at the radio station. But instead of seeing a radio studio inside, she saw her aunt just lying on a table 3 weeks later.
Now, they did an emergency shutdown, correct? The Missouri State Board came in and said, all right, you're done.
2-3 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
we're revoking your license. When that happens, this establishment's told, all right, from this day forward, you can no longer advertise, you can no longer provide funeral services, period. Does someone with the board not go and do a site check and then say, hey, by the way, we have, there are remains here. We need to match them up with the family members.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Oh, you can ask anything because this story has been irking me for months.
Like, I get it if you're looking through the window at a funeral home and you see your mom and your aunt just laying there on a table. And I mean, the way people treat the body after death, I think obviously needs to be respectful, and especially if you're going to be buried and not cremated. But once you're cremated, because I want to be cremated, I think you and I are in agreement on that.
Yes, oh yeah.
What do you care? Well, like when we were in California, we were coming back from the beach. It's like a half mile walk to the car. And we passed this family, this relatively young family. And the husband in this family, dad, was carrying with him a rather large urn.
Yeah.
And it didn't take a genius to figure out somebody has recently died and they want their ashes in the ocean.
Okay.
Okay? Fine. Whatever. Who cares? What do you care? What happens to your ashes after you've been cremated? And here's why I asked that. Let me finish this thought.
I don't want them in the back alley of some awful, now shuttered funeral home.
Where do you think they're going to end up after your kids have died?
I know.
Do you think for 1 minute that your grandkids or, dare I say, your great-grandkids, whom you will never meet, are going to keep your ashes in an urn on their fireplace mantle? And people come over and they're like, hey, Bill, who's that?
I know.
Well, that's my great-grandma, Dana. And she was on the radio. The what? The radio. Never heard of it. Never heard of your great-grandma either.
Channel 4 did ask later in the story, the board of funeral embalmer people, like, how are there just all these remains here after you shut them down? And here's the response they got, Scott. The revocation of the license is the highest level of discipline we can impose on a funeral establishment. Meaning, this is not our problem. The only thing we can do as this board is shut them down. It is not our responsibility, I read that, to then go in and make sure the remains are matched up with the families they belong to.
I would agree with that.
And so another funeral home has stepped in because this guy that saw all the remains, scooped him up, for lack of a better word, took it to Channel 4, called a different funeral home, Serenity Funeral Home, And quoting here from that owner, Michael Adkins, we have an oath to the funeral industry to do the right thing. He accepted the ashes and promised to try to connect them with their respective families. It's so sad.
But Dana.
The police also said, not our problem. By the way, the police went, nope.
But Dana, there's a reason why there were 17 remains out back. Nobody even wanted them back. Nobody bothered to come. They were labeled. If you went to the funeral home and said, hey, I'm here for Dana Wright, they'd be like, oh, good. There's one more box we can get off our chest. They would have given it to you. Nobody showed up to claim the remains of their member, of their family member. And I go back to what I said. Once I'm cremated, I want my kids to take me to the ocean
and
throw me in it.
So that you don't end up being discarded in a plastic cup behind a shuttered funeral home.
Or thrown into the trash when my great-grandkids are like, well, that's great-grandpa Scott. We never met him.
Yeah, go with an ocean.
Let me ask you something. God forbid, when Craig and Big Juicy die, and you go down to their house in Mississippi, and you're, you know, doing the fire sale and everything in their house, whatever that thing, estate sale. If you go into a back room and there is a small urn.
Right.
And it's your great, great grandma.
You can't throw it away.
What are you going to do with it?
Scott, I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do with it. But I think most of our listeners would agree you cannot throw it in the trash. I'd be afraid I'd get struck by lightning.
Would you take it to a golf course and like put it in hole 18 or something?
No. I don't know what I would do with it.
You wouldn't keep it?
You know, my grandfather and grandmother were both cremated, and we buried their urn at their family plot.
They had a little headstone?
Yeah. But then some people would say that's also a waste of space because you're interring. I don't know. Scott, I don't know. I couldn't throw it away. I would feel so guilty. Even though I've never met that person, I've never...
Would you carry it out the house and pretend that you dropped it?
I'm going to be honest. I had the remains of a cat that was not really mine.
Asking questions.
It was one of my children's cats.
Whoops.
And we had it in a nice little urn. And then when one of the pieces of furniture in the house broke, I used it as the furniture leg.
What?
The cat's cremation remains in a little box.
No, I heard what you said.
About this high off the ground. And when one of the legs broke on the couch in the basement, I slid the cremains under there as the fourth leg.
Hope I don't accidentally plug this vacuum in. Whoopsie.
It was very practical. It was practical, but I didn't know what to do with it. And when we moved, I'm going to be honest, I don't know what happened to it.
Yes, you do. You know exactly what happened to it. You threw the cat away.
Probably tossed it.
You threw the cat away.
But if I had said to my kids, do you want this box? They would have been like, no, that's weird.
You threw the cat away, didn't you?
I did. I'm sorry.
So you know what you did with the cat.
But it did serve a purpose for 4 years. It was a furniture leg.
And now it's a Deffenbaugh?
Yeah. Yeah.
913-586-7798. Got to the bottom of that mystery. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Let's go to Bev in Independence. Bev, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. You might want to check with your state laws because they're still on the books that you cannot throw out cremated remains of a human body.
Yeah.
It's not. So therefore, a lot of people will just take their remains and 6 months later go throw it in the pond or the lake or the garden because then no one will notice. I don't know why the law is like that. Other than just respect, or you're not supposed to get rid of a human body, no matter what shape it's in.
Huh.
So before you get rid of great-grandma, you need to check your state's rules.
Yeah, right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm not convinced that if you throw great-grandma in the trash, anybody's going to notice.
Well, I wouldn't. I am not a horribly superstitious person. That is one bridge I'm not even willing to cross.
Now, when you threw that kitten's cremains into the trash, did it land on its feet?
Did the cat have a name?
He said, "You bring me back, right meow."
And you want him to get out?
Yeah, that was worse.
Did the cat have a name?
Yes.
What was the cat's name?
I'm not. We're
trash?
Not even going to go there. No.
Garbage?
Deaf and Baugh? No, we're not even going to go there.
What was the cat's name?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Was it G. Willikers?
No, that was the dryer cat. Why do we have to go down this road every single time we talk
about
cats?
Because you don't treat cats properly.
I do too. I love them.
You do have a remarkable history.
I do have a remarkable history.
What was the cat's name that was used as a couch stool?
She died of natural causes.
I have no doubt. By natural, you mean...
an illness.
Cut in half by a garage door?
No, it was a lengthy illness.
What was the cat's
name? I'm not going to tell you the cat's name.
If I guess, will you tell me?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Wait, why?
Because he will use this against me for the next 5 years. He'll be like, then you had this one, then you had this one.
You're being generous.
Then you had the chair leg.
The chair leg. Well, do you want him to call him the chair leg?
You want me to call him chair leg?
The chair had three legs. Call her Eileen.
What was the cat's name?
No, I'm not telling you.
I'll give you $5.
No, I'm not telling you.
Tammy in Kansas City. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, I've got some stories about funeral homes. I worked in one for about 4 or 5 years in Colorado around 2009, 2012, in that area.
Okay.
We had a lot of cremains in the basement because of previous funeral home owners.
Yeah.
Either people didn't pick them up, or the people didn't pay the bill, or so we did take and did a mass grave with a lot of the cremains. So, you know,
why wouldn't people pick them up? What was the problem?
You know, when people get older, the families moved away. Yeah. They're not close.
Mm-hmm. Estrangements.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
But, yeah, we had a lot of them downstairs, and we did finally take a lot of them and at least tried to give them
proper
burial. Yeah, proper burial.
Did you try to find the families first or just say, you know what, these things have been down here for so long, nobody's coming back?
No, we did try to find the families again, but they, you know, they were there from the 70s, 80s,
oh, 90s. Yeah. After 40 years, Tammy, I would say you're well within your rights.
Right, right. But your previous caller is correct. You cannot take cremains and just go dump them out in a lake or something. Some places will give you permits to do that, but yeah, you can't just go out and do that.
Oh, there are all kinds of stories about that, Tammy, like Wrigley Field, Pebble Beach. They will all tell you, like, don't. Please don't.
Well, I'm sure the people...
Wait, Disney World is another one.
I'm sure the people that were walking to the beach at the Pacific Ocean the other day probably did not have the proper paperwork or permits to throw somebody's body, cremated, although it was, into the ocean.
Probably not. Ask for forgiveness and not permission. What, are you going to go grab them back and say, oops, sorry?
Sam, we know the name of the cat that was used as a fourth couch leg.
Okay.
The cat's name... was Boo.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo the cat.
I do remember that you
at one point, one of the girls picked it up and they go, what's this? And I go, your cat? And they go, oh. And I go, you asked.
Huh. At least you were honest.
Where do you want your cremains to go?
The right leg of the chair.
Yeah, I'll be the other leg of the chair once that thing craps out. I don't know, Scott. Probably a golf course somewhere, but you're not really supposed to do that. You're supposed to ask for forgiveness and not permission to do that.
Yeah, but nobody's going to know.
Yeah, probably not.
I know
if you asked my children, where would you put your mom? They would all, that's what they would all say.
My forehead is peeling.
I know. Why didn't you wear a hat?
I didn't take a hat to California.
Melanoma.
And it was, I got this on the first day when we went to Alcatraz. It was warm.
Yeah.
And it was sunny. And I didn't have any sunscreen. And by the first day, my face was completely sunburned.
You look like you've had a chemical peel. When we get back, oh my gosh, speaking of faces, have you seen over the weekend the Sports Boys did a Bobby Witt Jr. lookalike contest?
That guy looks like Bobby Witt.
Oh my gosh. There is a guy in Kansas City that is Bobby Witt Jr.'s twin, and now he has the same haircut. You think he goes into bars and he's like, just tries to sit there in the corner and just wait. Do you know how many people come over and are like, are you him? And he's like, yeah, I'm him.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Every once in a while, we see something from next door, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Cody Tapp and Alex Gold posted that they did this Bobby Witt Jr. lookalike contest over the weekend. Mm-hmm. They were giving out free Bobby Witt Jr. haircuts with actually one of the barbers that cuts Salvi's hair, or Bobby's hair as well, I think. And so this was a very Royals happy, Royals centric event on Sunday's game. And they said, look, if you look like Bobby Witt, come on out. They did the haircuts even with the Community America Bank
apron
smock on. And lo and behold, the winner of the lookalike Bobby Witt Jr. competition joins us now live on the air. You look exactly like him, Nate.
Thank you. Thank you. Bobby's a handsome dude.
And so are you, my friend. So are you.
When did you first know that, like, you really look like him?
So as soon as he got called up, people started DMing me asking if I was Bobby Witt. I clearly said no. They've known me my whole life. But it's been going on for years. I've just waited the whole time for a lookalike to come out. I feel like I've been in the shadows this whole time.
You really have.
This is your moment to shine, Nate.
Yeah. So yeah, it's beautiful.
You know the term doppelganger. Everybody yeah. on this planet has a lookalike. They have their own doppelganger. You are yeah. literally Bobby Witt's doppelganger.
So who would have thought that your doppelganger would be a superstar on your childhood baseball team? You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm Bill Murray's doppelganger.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Do you do the Caddyshack when you golf?
Yes, but Nate, with respect, you look a whole heck of a lot more like Bobby Witt Jr. than Scott does
Bill Murray. I even have a bowling ball with a rose in the middle of it from Kingpin.
Earn McCracken, huh?
Yes. Now, do you normally wear the mullet? Is that your getup, or did you just get that over the weekend when you got your haircut?
So when Bobby started kind of getting big, I got three sons, 11, 9, and 3. And the 11-year-old loves Bobby, which is awesome. Bobby's a great person to look up to.
Yes.
Love the way he plays. And we went into the barber, and I said, we're doing team cuts. What are we doing? And he pushed for the mullet. He actually pulled a picture up of Bobby and said, we're all doing this. So it was me and three other kids. I joked that our barbershop only does mullets and flat tops, and the flat tops just don't sit right.
So, Nate, I don't know what you do for a living, but like when you go out, like let's say you're out at a restaurant or God forbid you're anywhere near the stadium, do people come up to you constantly?
So if I go north, I grew up an hour south in old Rich Hill, USA.
Huh?
And you guys know where that is?
No.
So Rich Hill, Bates County, it's right under Cass County.
Okay.
Right on 49 Highway. It's between Nevada and Butler. Small town. Lived there my whole life. I moved to Nevada. And so down here, until they got in the playoffs, nobody really noticed. When I went up north, if I wear my blue hat, it's a sure thing. But I've had so many people come up. It's wild. And since they made the playoffs, it's everywhere, you know?
So what do they say to you?
They ask if I'm Bobby.
And you say yes.
I say no, man. I said I'm Nate. I'm Timu Bobby. And they don't believe me. like, I'll go to these camps and they'll come up and I'll be like, they'll ask me if I'm Bobby. And I'm like, no, man, Bobby ain't at an Applebee's with a family of five on a Tuesday. He's in Cleveland playing. You know, I'm like, I'm sorry. So at the stadium, it's if I'm his big brother.
Really? So,
clearly, he's out on the field, so they got to switch it to if I'm his brother.
So, yeah, let me ask you this, Nate. When they did this competition, our boys next door at 96.5 The Fan, obviously you had to be involved in the competition, but is it true that you guys called Salvi while you were getting your haircut?
Yeah, DeJuan did. He said Bobby wouldn't answer because he's a routine guy.
Yeah.
So he said, hold on. And he's just trimming my hair. And his phone starts beeping for a FaceTime. And I was like, what's he doing? He pulls his phone around. And Salvi, which I'm telling you, man, I've been a Royals fan my whole life. I thought Bob Hamlin was the next Babe Ruth, you know?
Yeah.
I think we all did back in the 90s. But he says, hey, who's this look like? And he puts him in front of me, and Salvi said, hey, Hermano. And I was like, he's calling me his brother. which Salvi, I'm sure, says that to everybody, but it meant a lot to me, Salvi.
That is so cool. And your sons have to be just so excited about all this. You got to go to the game over the weekend. Like, what a fun weekend for your family.
Yeah, it was cool. I told the wife when we left, I said, honestly, if I don't win this, I'm devastated. I said, enough people have told me I look like Bobby, because I see it sometimes, but it's not something you look at a picture of him and you're like, hey, that guy's just like me.
Man, I don't know. So, I'm staring at the photo right now, and I'm Nate. Wow.
So, Nate, yeah, obviously, that, your wife must think
you're the barber chair one. I was like, sheesh.
So, Nate, your wife obviously thinks that you're good looking, right?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. So does she think that Bobby Witt Jr. is good looking?
You know, I think she was really happy with it until Jack Caglione coming along. And she might be looking for one of them doppelgangers. That guy's a horse.
I'm telling you, Nate, I'm looking at this now. It is your forehead. You have the same ears, the same forehead.
The guy's a horse.
The same goatee.
I get the reference.
Yes. It is uncanny. What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you with someone who thinks it's you?
So I usually don't go out to bars. I'm past that. I'll be 40 next month. So, I mean.
Oh, you're old.
Yeah.
I'm a senior witizen here in a month.
But, shut up, Nate.
Cody and those guys were awesome. Cody and Alex, like, they were so much fun. Really made it great for us.
Good.
But so I go out for my buddy's 30th birthday. On the second game was on a Saturday. Remember when we opened the season?
Yeah.
So opening day, we go to first watch at like 10:30, and I go to the bathroom, and I can tell when people's eyes light up when I'm like walking back and make eye contact. I'm like, oh man. So these women are looking over the booth at me, and I tell Ashley, I'm like, let's finish up and go, you know, type deal. Like, it's wild. And I get up to leave, and the lady's like, I hear, it's him, good luck. And I'm like, you know, like, honestly, it feels like stolen valor is what I always tell people, is like, I'm so sorry, like, it's not him. I'm just a normal, average guy, father of four, happy husband, you know?
Yeah. And again, eating at Denny's or whatever at 10 a.m. on opening day. Like, if you really thought about it, it's
in
like,
Nevada,
okay,
Missouri.
It's probably not Bobby.
This was up north. I think this was Lee's Summit. So we was at first watching Lee's Summit. But the worst part was the second game. And I'm at a bar for my buddy's 30th birthday, the tavern. And I'm just sitting there having a few beers, you know, like, we're hanging out. We went to the game. We're going to catch him, say hello. And I get up to go to the bathroom, and this guy's looking right at me on a high-top table. I mean, he's, like, perched up like an owl. And I'm like, oh, man. And he's like, how you doing? I'm like, good. And I walk through. I go to the bathroom. And when I went in the bathroom, somebody come in chanting Bobby, like, I'm just midstream, like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what to say. And I come back out, and the other guy's perched up on the other side. And he was like, can I get a picture? I've taken so many pictures with people, even after I tell them I'm Timu Bobby.
You're like, you can have a picture of Nate.
Yeah. But I tell him, I'm like, hey, guys, I'm Nate.
Have you met, you met him, Nate? Did you get to meet him this weekend?
I have not. I've been around him, but I've not really pushed to meet him, you know?
Yeah.
But why don't you sell the fantasy a little bit? Like, when somebody asks for a picture, just pretend you're Bobby Witt Jr.
So I thought about just Earn McCracken it, you know, and just signing, like, their foreheads and stuff.
Right? by the way, that's a Kingpin reference, but yes.
If you ever meet him, Nate, will you promise you call back, and will you promise me you'll go right up to him and say, you look just like me?
Yeah, he's 15 years younger. He's got to look like me.
Exactly.
But, they said, you want to say anything to Bobby on the little interview? I said, has anybody ever asked you if you're Nate's brother? You know?
Nate, I love it. What a fun, great story.
No, it was fun. My family enjoyed everything the Royals and 96-1 put on. It was a great time.
Well, I'm glad, man. And you're a fun guy, fun interview. We really enjoyed it.
Yep, thank you.
Well, not Bobby.
All right, we'll see ya.
See ya, Timu, Bobby Witt Jr. Goodbye. He's fun.
He needs to go around and call himself not Bobby. It's like almost Andy Reid. Almost Bobby Witt.
I was midstream, and a guy comes in. He goes, Bobby!
That was some wicked comedic timing. He's good.
He's very funny. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I'm going to give him a C- on that Buckner.
I felt like he could really bring more energy there.
Buckner is better.
We're so glad he's back.
Where's he been?
We were at a commercial break. This guy goes, is Bill Buckner back? And I go, yes.
Bill Brooks. Buckner does it better.
Every time.
The price of a stamp is going up. This is only for people over the age of 70. The U.S. Postal Service has enacted a rate hike. It's going to jump the price of a first-class stamp from 73 cents to 78. Who knew? In 2015, a single first-class stamp was only 48 cents. So the price has gone up 30 cents in 10 years. Well, this is unfortunate. What? The Royals have selected, with the 23rd overall pick in the first round, a young man by the name of Sean Gamble. Left-handed hitter, right-handed thrower, outfielder. Gamble comes from IMG Academy. He is 19 years old and native of Des Moines, Iowa. Hopefully they will keep him in the minor leagues long enough to make him worth bringing up to the major leagues.
Don't you dare go there. He has done great lately.
I want nothing more than for Cags to be a superstar.
He is.
I want him to be a superstar. Sam, will you look up his current batting average if you'd be so kind?
No, we are not going to do that. Do they play tonight or are they off, Sam? I get depressed when the Royals are off.
It is the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's the All-Star break.
So this is that awful break.
It only lasts for 3 days.
I know. It's awful.
Nobody plays and everybody plays. 140.
He's batting 140.
Okay, well, there are others below that on the team that have been around for
that
a long
time.
Not in the starting lineup.
Stop it.
Dana, I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the Royals.
We were looking at this the other night. I think it's India that's down to 160, maybe, Sam. We'd have to look it up.
Well, that's still better than Jack.
Stop it.
By the way, the average in the MLB is 250.
I wore my CAG shirt today. Made me very happy. Did you see him go yard the other night? It was a line.
No, Dan, I was in
drive.
California.
Well, he went yard, and you could have seen it also in California, but it would have been a different time than it was here.
Do you know that you're developing an unhealthy obsession with this man?
No, I have an unhealthy obsession with the Royals. When they are not on, I get depressed because it's what I love to do. I love to go home. I love to watch the Royals game.
You like to smell carpet?
Yes, and smell like carpet that smells like a dead body. Those are the things that I like to do.
Okay. Oh, Dana, very quickly, we never got an update from Friday. We have a friend of the program who will or will not appear on the best TV show ever created?
Blue Bloods is coming back?
Carrie tried out for Ted Lasso season 4. And it is my belief that she is going to be a gigantic star.
In other words, she's going to be seen walking behind Ted Lasso on a sidewalk.
What they're looking for, Scott, are shopkeepers and, you know, people in restaurants and, quote, pedestrians. And I go, Carrie,
that's a sidewalk.
You right are going to rock that pedestrian camp. I want Did you to go the in part? There and you tell them, I am your pedestrian. Number three in the background.
Did she get the part?
We don't know yet, but they're going to tell her in the next week. And the casting agent person said, oh, and Carrie, I like your Kansas City shirt.
Okay.
Oh, she rapped big time in the audition, if you will, for Pedestrian. She wore a Kansas City Current shirt.
Well, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Smart move.
Smart play. You know, play to what they like. They like soccer and they like Kansas City.
She's an actress.
Okay.
Not yet. Why didn't you audition for a part?
I had things going on, Scott.
Like what?
I don't know.
Buying a carpet
that smells like a dead body.
Huh. Interesting. Today is National Nude Day.
Please don't.
It is also National Mac and Cheese Day, and celebrating a birthday today, Connor.
What if you eat mac and cheese nude? Ah.
Well, that's a twofer. That's what we call a twofer. Connor McGregor is 37 today. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, a great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.